First stop, Midwest tour, Normal, Illinois. Dinner at Kurt White's. Tabbouleh, falafel with tahini, vegetarian lasagna, fresh French bread, and sections of blood oranges for dessert. Krassmuller even showed. The Dalkey people were there pushing contemporary Irish stuff and a reprint of the Olipo anthology, which William and Dirk are both nuts about. John O'Brien explained the effect of James Joyce on the American collective unconscious. On a $5 bet from William, Krassmuller recited the first three pages of Gravity's Rainbow from memory. Everyone acknowledged the amazingness of the feat. Krassmuller used the fiver to light his cigar, which Kurt promptly chastised him for.
As soon as you get bored, you can call it a little bit at a time.
Not because it was illegal, but because of... Are you bored?
No.
Because it was such a flagrant example of conspicuous consumptions. Tensions dissolved after a thumb-wrestling war. A good time was indeed had by all. The reading at Babbitt's the next morning was quiet and comfortable. Polite graduate students with tattoos and Dr. Seuss hats quizzed us on the implicit Marxism in the hypertext, the contrapuntal variations of which could be found in the unknown itself. Smart kids, those. Dirk, I might add, handled the questions very well. William and I were too awash in a glowy sense of nostalgia for those caffeine and beer-drenched nights past, spent playing writing games near the campus of our alma mater to bring to full bear our critical apparatuses. Should that be apparatus?
I don't know.
We were more coherent in champagne.